弟兄姐妹好。
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings to you.
今天是我们受难节。
Today is the Good Friday.
我们来读半节的经文。
Let's read this verse together. It's the half of this scripture.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
So read the Chinese first and then the English.
路加福音二十三章三十四节前半句说，当下耶稣说，父啊，来赦免他们。因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。英文。
And now we're going to read the English version. The book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34a. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, and for they know not what they do.
这是非常短的经文，但是是非常重要有力的经文。我们一同祷告。
So this is a very short verse, but very powerful.Let's all bow down and pray.
我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你在十字架上发出这样的祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you for you said this precious prayer on the cross.
这个祷告是你钉十字架最好的说明。
This is the best proof of your crucifixion on the cross.
因着这样的祷告，我们得到赦免。
Due to this prayer, our sins were forgiven.
并且得到永远的生命。
And we could receive our eternal life.
在受难节的夜晚，我们要再次思想你给我们的恩惠。
So on this evening of the Good Friday, let's all ponder on your gracious love and grace, mercy on us.
巴不得，你将十字架再一次带到我们的中间。
We pray that you will bring the cross among us.
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
这个十字架的七言，这是第一句啊，父啊，赦免他们。
We all know there are the very famous seven last words from the cross, and the first one is this, Father, forgive them.
大科学家哥白尼，他的墓志铭，有这样的一句话。
So we all know the great scientist Copernicus, and there's this sentence on his epitaph.
他说，他不羡慕彼得的祷告口才，不羡慕保罗的神学思想，他只羡慕那个强盗临终所得到的赦免。
And this is what it says, I'm not seeking the excellence, the theology of St. Paul, nor the oratory talents of St. Peter,Only for the forgiveness you gave the thief on the cross do I pray.
这是十字架上珍贵的七言。
So these are the very precious seven last words from the cross.
旧约以赛亚书五十三章曾经描述那个钉在十字架上的羔羊。
So in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, portray for us.This sacrificial lamb crucified on the cross.
这只羔羊是沉默的羔羊。
This lamb is a silent lamb.
像第七节三次讲到这个羔羊是不开口、没有声音的羔羊。
So in verse 7, for three times the scripture says, he does not open his mouth.
他默默地为我们担罪，受到神的审判。
Silently, he bore all our sins and received the punishment from God.
与此相较之下，耶稣在十字架上，所说的话就是格外的珍贵了。
So now that we can see all the last sayings from Jesus Christ on the cross are so precious.
那我们看到，耶稣在十字架上一共有六个小时讲了七句话。
So we all know there are 6 hours in total that Jesus was afflicted on the cross.And throughout, he only said 7 last words.
那么这七句话是耶稣心灵的默动。
We can see that those 7 last words are the pulse of Jesus' heart.
是启示中的启示。
The ultimate revelation.
是圣经中的圣经。
And the ultimate holy word.
也是我们主口中所说所有话语中最重要的话语。
And the most important from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们今天就是来看这第一句，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
So now we're going to focus on the very first saying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
这七句话，有应许，有哀求啊。那么，但是只有第一言，它是一个代祷。
So among all the seven sayings, we could hear there's plea, there's supplication, promise, but only the very first one is a prayer.
关乎十字架的话非常的多。
There are a lot of sayings on the cross.
我非常喜欢这一幅。
Oh, there are a lot of paintings about the cross, and this is the favorite of Pastor Chan.
是耶稣从十字架的顶上向下观看。
So this is from the perspective of Jesus Christ on the cross.
这样的画法几乎只有这样一幅画这样画的。
This is probably the only one painting from this particular perspective.
好像耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，向我们普世的人观看一样。
So as if Jesus was crucified on the cross.And he was looking down upon the world and looking at all of us.
所以十字架的第一言，它是一个非常非常伟大的祷告。
So the very first saying from the cross is the greatest prayer.
我们在圣经上看到耶稣曾经为彼得代祷，叫他不至于失去信心。
So in the scriptures, we have known Jesus had prayed for Peter so that he will not lose his faith.
耶稣为拉撒路祷告，他从死里复活了。
And the Lord prayed for Lazarus, and he was raised from the dead.
那么，约翰福音第十七章，耶稣为教会的合一祷告。
And in John chapter 17, Jesus supplicated for the church that they will be in one heart in unity.
但是，十字架第一言的祷告是一个最基本，也是最广泛、最伟大的祷告。
If the first saying from the cross is the most fundamental and most critical prayer in the Bible.
主耶稣钉在十字架上，他这样的求父赦免他们所做的，因为他们不晓得。
So on the cross, Jesus asked for the Father's forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
这一节经文，你如果稍微读一些比较好的圣经注释，你就知道有原文经文批判的问题。
So if we look zoom into this particular verse and we read some commentaries, we'll find there's some criticism about this verse.
在古老的希腊文的经文，有权威的，有一半没有这段经文，有一半有这段经文。
So in the ancient Greek scrolls, half of them they do have the saying, half they do not.
这个 P75 啊，是非常非常重要的一个经卷。
So the P75 is the most important verse.
你看它年代有多早，主后175到225年。
You can see how ancient this is. It's from AD 175 to 225.
这个 P 这个是部分的经文，它有路加福音。
So this part of the scriptures, and it contains the book of Luke.
这个非常古老的经文的经卷上没有这一句。
Somehow on this particular ancient scroll, it does not have this first saying.
还有一个很重要的经卷叫做 Aleph.
There's another important scroll called Aleph.
这被称为西乃山抄本。
So it's called a Sinus, the scroll of Sinai.
这边为什么挂了一个一在上面呢？
So we can see there's a little note one on the page.
原来是有的。
So it was there in the beginning.
但是校订者说没有。
And the scribe will say, no, we shouldn't have this one.
然后后来第三个校订说有。
And then the next one said, no, let's have it.
所以三个抄经文的人在那边互相吵架，说有还是没有。
So the three scribes, they were arguing with each other and say, should it be there or not?
这个 Aleph 是最有权威的整全的新约的经文。
So this Aleph scroll could be the most authoritative scroll for the New Testament.
我很感谢神， Aleph 本身是有的。
So thank God, in the original Aleph scroll, this saying was there.
那么究竟原来有，后来别人把它拿掉呢，还是原来没有，后来有人把它加上去的呢？
So whether it was there and was removed later, or it was not there and added by someone else.
这个美国最著名的约翰 就是研究约翰的学者 Raymond Brown， 他的解释是这样的。
So there's one famous commentary, the scholar of the book of John, his name is Raymond Brown, and this is his explanation.
他是认为说，因为那个时候的那个抄圣经的人不愿意耶稣为十字架下面残害他的犹太人祷告，所以他们把这句拿掉了。
So the, it was said that at that time when the first scribe saw this saying, he didn't want that Jesus was praying for those Jews who was putting him on the cross, so they decided to remove it.
不过这个祷告一个最有力的证据呢，在使徒行传。
However, we found the most powerful proof in the book of Acts.
因为斯提凡殉道的时候有祷告同样的祷告。
So when Stephen was martyred, he had the same supplication.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Stephen also said, Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do.
不要忘掉了，路加福音跟使徒行传都是同一个作者写的。
Let's not forget the book of Luke and the book of Acts, they are from the same author.
好，这个，这个让你们看到这个，这是古老的啊，这个这古老，这是西乃山抄本啊。
So this is the script of Mount Sinai.
那么左边红颜色的经文呢，就是三十四节的第一句话。
And the one highlighted in red is the original version of the first, very first saying.
啊，这个是就是当然，这是用现代的文字把它标示出来，让你容易读一点啊。
So we now marked with the modern character so we can know better it was there.
啊，所以我们知道这么重要的经文实在太宝贵了。
So we know this is so precious to have this very important verse to us.
那么这个祷告呢，它所涵盖的对象是普世性的。
So who is Jesus praying for? It's actually for the entire world, the whole world.
那么他们是指谁呢？
So who are they?
他们难道只是指到十字架下面逼迫耶稣的犹太人和把他钉死的罗马人吗？
Are they only the Jews who oppressed Jesus and the Roman soldiers who crucified Jesus?
我们知道这个在圣经上说看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So we know the Bible says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
那么，神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽的。那么，耶稣在十字架上所祷告的，他们当然也是普世性的。
So if we know this verse, the Lamb of God is take away the sin of the world.Then when Jesus said, forgive them, the them here, it also refers to the world.
就好像启示录所说的各国各民各族各方。
So as we also learn from the book of Revelation, it's every nation, every people, every tribe, and every tongue.
好，我们来看一下这个祷告惊人的那个序幕。
So let's take a look at the very shocking prelude to this particular prayer.
不仅是古代的文士很难相信有这么一个祷告。
So it's not only the ancient scribes, they were so surprised to see this kind of prayer.
我们今天读经的时候也是很难相信主会这样的为我们祷告。
And even today when we read this verse, we were so puzzled like how Jesus would pray this for us.
主耶稣是提前一天吃逾越节的筵席。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, he had the Passover dinner the night before.
所以到了这个礼拜四的晚上呢，耶稣就被捕了。
So he was arrested on the Thursday evening.
紧接着耶稣就被那些大祭司啊做了三个宗教性的审判。
So then Jesus received the three sessions of a trial by the high priest.
我这边拿了两份图，左边的这份是会堂宗教性的审判，右边这一幅呢是比拉多的审判，是政治性的审判。
So we can see two pictures on this slide. The one on the left is where Jesus was tried in with the Jewish council. That was more so the religious trial. And on the right is the trial with Pilate is more political trial.
整个晚上一共有六个审判。
Can you believe there are a total of 6 trial sessions throughout the night?
那么宗教性的审判呢，耶稣都默默无言。
Jesus kept completely silent throughout the religious trials.
只问到他是否是神的儿子，他说是。
Only when he was asked, "Are you the Son of God?" and he replied, "You said so."
那么如果是比拉多审判的时候，他也是默默无声。
If when he was tried by Pilate and he still kept silent,
被问到你是否是王的时候，他承认我是。
And he was silent all the way through. Only when he was asked, "Are you the King of Jews?" and he said, "Yes, I am."
因此我们看到耶稣实在是那一个沉默的羔羊。
Now we can truly see how Jesus Christ is the silent Lamb.
比拉多最后审判的时候，曾经四次对群众说。这个耶稣我查不出他有什么罪来。
So when Pilate was concluding his trial, he was saying for 4 times to the crowd, "I could not find any grounds to set this person guilty."
但是下面的群众都发疯了，就喊着说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
However, the crowd, they crazily shouting, "Crucify him."
这些人的声音胜过了比拉多的良心。
And this outcry from the crowd overwhelmed Pilate and won over his conscience.
但是耶稣真的是那默默无声的羔羊。
And Jesus still remained as the silent lamb.
来到了筑楼地。
And when he came to Calvary,
那么耶稣被钉到，三个人都被钉到十字架上去了。
Jesus and the two criminals were crucified to the cross.
你可以想那个钉十字架是何等的残酷，何等的痛苦。
Can you imagine how afflicting and how tormenting this?
因为在这个钉十字架之前，耶稣已经受尽了鞭打，整夜的折磨。
So we should know before he was crucified on the cross, he was flogged and he has suffered the overnight trial.
然后十字架下面的人，对耶稣是讥诮。
And around the cross, the crowd hurled insults onto him.
我们知道有一个强盗，其中有一个强盗也讥诮耶稣。
And we also know one of the two thieves, also crucified on the cross, he mocked at Jesus as well.
所以这幅画面的场景，如果有声音的话，是充满了哀嚎跟讥诮。
So if we could imagine the sound effect in this picture, we could hear the crowd's outcry and also their sneer.
可是突然之间，有一个低沉的祷告。
We heard a very solemn prayer.
好像是从天上裂天而降的。
As if it split the heaven and came down to the earth.
这个祷告是父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
And the prayer says, "Father, forgive them; they know not what they do."
那么这个声音刺到人心的里面。
And this prayer really pierced the hearts.
我们知道当时行刑的罗马的百夫长都受不了。
Even the centurion who was executing the crucifixion, he could not bear it anymore.
他捶着胸说。
And he pounded on his chest.
这位耶稣实在是个义人。
And this Jesus Christ, certainly he was a righteous man.
那么这个声音呢，一直到50天以后，五旬节的时候，有3000人悔改了。
So the same prayer, the voice lingered until 50 days later at the Pentecost, 3,000 people repented.
这群人因着无知钉死了耶稣，他们心中觉得扎心而向主悔改。
So this same crowd, they out of ignorance crucified Jesus on the cross, and now they repented. They feel so pierced to their hearts.
好，我们来看这个祷告它的意义是什么？求父赦免是什么意思呢
？So now let's take a look at the significance of what the Jesus is asking for God the Father's forgiveness.
这个求父赦免的祷告，第一，它是大祭司的祷告。
So first and foremost, this is the great high priest prayer.
那第二，他是求父赦免的祷告。
And secondly, he asked for the Father's forgiveness.
最重要的这个祷告是针对无知的祷告。
And most importantly, this is prayer for ignorance.
主耶稣就是那一位独特的大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the most unique great high priest.
一个献祭要成功，包含三件事情。
So for a sacrifice to be a success, they have three elements.
要献祭者，要有祭物，要有祭司。
So we need to have the offer, the offering, and the priest.
耶稣是那个献祭者，那是什么意思呢？
So if we say Jesus the offer, what does that mean?
做一个献祭者，他献祭的时候，他必须清楚知道他犯了是什么罪。
So as an offer, he must be very clear what sin he has committed.
他要清楚看到那个罪的本相，罪的结果等等。
He must clearly see the nature and the consequences of the sin.
更重要的，耶稣是那个完美的祭物。
And more importantly, Jesus is the perfect sacrifice without defects.
那么一般的祭物要一直不断的献。
So normally the sacrifice had been offered over and over again.
耶稣基督成为祭物是一次而永远的 献祭就成功了。
When Jesus offered the sacrifice for us, it was once and for all.
那么当然主耶稣他自己就是那个祭司。
Of course, Jesus himself is also the priest.
他是升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
And he was ascending to the high heaven as the great high priest for all of us.
主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，他为我们代求。
When he was crucified on the cross, Jesus Christ prayed for all of us.
这个主动词，父啊，赦免他们，这个赦免这个动词。
So here, when Jesus said forgive, it's an active mode.
未完成式。
And it's not finished; it's unfinished tense.
这个未完成式像英文一样，就代表耶稣在祷告这个祷告的时候。
So as in English, when we say it's unfinished tense, when Jesus was saying this prayer,
似乎他不是只有一次就祷告过去了。
As if it was not a one-time thing.
好像他是持续不断的在祷告这个祷告。
As if he was continually praying for this.
我们感谢神，耶稣复活升天。
We thank God Jesus was raised from the dead and he ascended to heaven.
他在神宝座的右边是持续不断的祷告。这一个祷告，父啊，赦免他们。
He was now sitting at the right hand of the Father's throne, and he continuously supplicated for us.
这是一个最伟大的祷告。
This is the greatest prayer.
最基本的祷告。
The most fundamental prayer.
我们也相信是耶稣在十字架上持续不断的祷告。
We also believe that Jesus continually prayed for us on the cross.
耶稣在天上没有这样祷告的话。
If Jesus had not said this prayer,
我们传福音有谁会信呢？
Who will believe when we spread the gospel?
因着他的祷告，
Because of his prayer,
人奇妙的悔改得救了。
Amazingly, people all repent and they are saved.
第二，这是一个求父赦免的祷告。
And secondly, this is a prayer to ask the Father for forgiveness.
哎呀，约翰福音十七章是一个非常重要的一个祷告。
So we can see throughout the John's chapter 17, that's a very important prayer.
耶稣为门徒为教会祷告。
So Jesus prayed for the disciples, Jesus prayed for the church.
祷告什么呢？
What did he pray?
求父使我们成圣。
Ask God to sanctify us.
求教会能够合而为一。
And pray that the church will be in unity.
但是我们知道，这是晋升的祷告，不是基本的祷告。
And we know that's a very deep prayer, not just a fundamental prayer.
那么，这个基本的祷告呢，是求赦免的祷告。
So back to the fundamental, it was asking for forgiveness.
那么，主耶稣在十字架上，他满足了神慈爱的要求。
On the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled God's gracious love.
他自己愿意做代罪的羔羊，为 世人的啊，为世人的罪而死。
So on the cross, he willingly died for our sins.
那么当然，主耶稣他更是满足了这个神的公义哈。
So we could also see how Jesus fulfilled God's righteousness.
因着耶稣钉十字架。
Because of his crucifixion.
圣经上罗马书怎么说呢
？What does the book of Romans tell us?
神终于向世界上人证明我是公义的神。
So the God is telling the world it was to show my righteousness at the present time.
自有造天地以来。
Ever since creation.
神第一次非常严格的在一个罪人的身上施行他公义的审判。
For the ever first time, God has the righteous punishment on a sinner.
那位受审者就是代罪的羔羊耶稣。
And that was Jesus Christ who was bearing our sin as the scapegoat.
当罪恶都审判了。
When all the sins are punished,
神的公义显明了。
And God's righteousness is manifested.
但是更重要的是。
But more importantly,
神也可以称信耶稣的人为义。
God will accredit the righteousness to those who believe in Jesus Christ.
对神的公义和慈爱得到了满足。
And how wonderful to see God's gracious love and His righteousness meet together.
主的赦免有多大呢？
We see how great is God's forgiveness.
那么我们在诗篇103篇说东离西有多远，神叫我们的过犯离我们有多远，而且弥迦书说神把我们的罪沉于深海。
In the book of Psalms 120, 103 it says as far as the east is from the west so far does he remove our transgressions from us. In the book of Micah it says
这个祷告
He will cast our sins into the depths of the sea.
这个祷告最重要，它是针对无知的祷告。
And last but not the least, it's the prayer for ignorance.
因为耶稣是这样说，父啊，赦免他们。
And Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
所以我们看到，难道我们对于神的认识真的是无知吗？
So can we...Really say we are ignorant of God?
事实上并不是如此的。罗马书第一章让我们看到，我们都认识神的。
Actually, it's not the case. The book of Romans, chapter 1, tells us we should all know God.
我们对神的认识是无可推诿的。
And we have no excuse for not knowing God.
那么为什么会造成一般人对神的一般人对神的无知呢
？How come some people are so ignorant of God？
那是因为罪的缘故。
It's because of sin。
罪在我们的里面压抑、扭曲了我们对神的认识。
So inside of us, the sin suppresses and distorts our knowledge of God。
所以我们看到，我们对神的认识是无可推诿的。这个无知呢？因为罪的缘故，有了这个无知，所以我们人对神的救赎的智慧的奥秘都不知道了，非常可惜。
So we know we have no excuse for not know God. Just because this ignorance is actually triggered from the sin, we do not see God.
这正是耶稣在十字架上祷告的用意。
So this is why Jesus said this prayer on the cross.
他说：“父啊，求你因着。”你的儿子的救赎而赦免他们的无知。
He will say, Father, please forgive them due to the redemption by your own son.
其实这个无知是故意不认识神。
But actually, this ignorance is intentional.
不按照神该得的荣耀去荣耀他。
We do not honor God as He is deserved.
明明知道有，却是。不去承认他，不去荣耀他。
We clearly know him, but we do not acknowledge him.
这个是我们罪恶的所在。
This is where our sin exists.
许多人说我并没有犯罪。
A lot of people say I do not sin.
但是我们里面的不敬畏神，不把神当作神来荣耀他，就已经是这个耶稣所说无知的罪了。
So if we do not fear God, we do not honor God as He deserves, this is already the sin that Jesus Christ said on the cross.
这是主耶稣在十字架上的祷告。
So this is Jesus' prayer from the cross.
今天我们处在一个知识爆炸的时代。
And now we are in the era of the information explosion.
我记得上个礼拜我们还看到黑洞，人类第一次看到黑洞的照片。
And last week we were all watching a picture of the black holes.
虽然我们对黑洞的知识已经有六十多年了。
Even though we had about 6 years of learning of the black holes,
从前都是想象的。
And before that, it was all imaginary.
这第一次人造卫星捕捉下来的影像。
And this is the first time the satellite captured the sight.
人类对我们人体 DNA 这么多的基因的密码，我们都解开了。
And we also deciphered all the DNA codes of human beings.
但是人类最重要的知识就是对神的认识，对救赎的认识，我们缴了白卷。
Somehow we do not decipher the most important knowledge, that is to know God, to know the Savior.
我们知道1945年核子爆炸成功。
So we know in 1945 there was the atomic bombing.
但第一次的使用是用来做原子武器，杀伤。非常非常多的人。
And that particular first time was used as a nuclear weapon and caused a huge casualty.
耶稣的祷告，父啊，赦免他们。
And Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them.
因为耶稣看到人类对神的无知而心痛。
He was completely torn in his heart for our ignorance of God.
我想最重要是我们如何得到这个赦免。
So more importantly, how we can receive this forgiveness.
约翰一书说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So the first John tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our own sins.
我想很快提到一个故事。
So I'm going to share a story here.
这个故事Torah, Torah, Torah, 这个电影就是讲到这个故事。
So you probably have seen this movie called Torah, Torah, Torah. It's about this particular account.
这里面右边的这个人叫做渊田美津雄。
And the character on the right is Mitsuo Fujita.
他是1941年珍珠港事变的空战指挥官。
And he was the commander of the attack on Pearl Harbor back in 1941.
他率领几百架的日本飞机攻击美国的珍珠港。
So he orchestrated a fleet of hundreds of aircrafts to attack the Pearl Harbor.
当他的飞机临到了珍珠港的上空，那是一个礼拜天的早晨，快八点的时候，看到都很平静的时候，他就发出了一个信号 ，tra tra tra。
So it was on a Sunday morning around 8 a.m. Everything was peaceful in Pearl Harbor. When the aircraft were above that, he sent a signal, Torah, Torah, Torah.
很快的这信号就越过太平洋，传到了日本这个日本的他们的指挥官的那个军舰上。
So on through across the Pacific, the signal was sent to the commander center.The carrier back in Japan.
这个密语意思就是说，我们突击成功了。
So the code is saying we got it.
但我们知道那次那个海军基地损失惨重啊。
And we know there's huge casualty damage to the naval base.
那为什么要提到这个人呢？
So why do I mention this person here?
渊田美津雄啊，他整个太平洋战争从头到尾都参加了。
So this particular gentleman, Mitsuo Fujita, he participated in all the Pacific War from the beginning through to the end.
几乎只有第一场战争是赢的。
He only got the first triumph or the first
battle. 之后太多的海战，日本都是输的，输到日本投降为止。
Somehow after that, the Japanese was completely defeated to the point they surrendered.
哎，这个人命大，都没死。
But somehow he got several times narrow escape from the death.
所以战后以后，他心中仇恨啊。
So after the war, World War II, he hoarded a lot of hatred in his heart.
你知道吗？这个人是日本人心目中的英雄。
And he was deemed as the hero in Japan.
因为他在珍珠港事变打美国人。
Because he defeated the Americans in Pearl Harbor.
所以这个这个日本人就非常的崇拜他。
So the Japanese worship him.
谁也没有想到神的旨意后来就拣选他做日本的福音使者。
However, nobody would imagine God actually chose him to be the gospel ambassador in Japan.
在日本战后神给他第一个转机。
So after the war, God gave him the first calling.
他听到一个Peggy 这个姐妹的见证。
He heard the testimony by a sister called Peggy.
Peggy 的父母是宣教士，被日本人杀害了。
Peggy's parents are missionaries, and they were murdered by Japanese.
Peggy 开头非常恨日本人。
Peggy, at the beginning, she hated so much.
后来悔改了。
And then she repented.
她要继续她的父母亲的工作，去爱日本人。
She wanted to carry on the baton of her parents.And to love the Japanese.
于是他到 Arizona 的那个集中营去照顾那些日本的那些 POW.
So she volunteered herself to the concentration camp in Arizona to take care of the POW, the prisoner of war there.
Peggy 的爱心、温柔、谦卑感动了那些日本的军人。
So Peggy's humble and gentle love deeply touched the POWs.
1947年这些日本战俘回到了日本本土以后，把这个故事带给了渊田美津雄。
So in 1947 these Japanese POWs they returned to their homeland and they shared this story to Mitsuo.
渊田的心震撼。
And Fujita's heart was totally shocked.
他恨美国人。
He hated Americans.
那怎么有一个美国人 Peggy 会这样爱我们攻击他的这些日本人呢？
How comes this Peggy lady will love the Japanese who actually attack the Americans?
他的罪，他的刚硬，在他的心里面开始受到了震动。
So his sin deep down his heart got shaken.
不久之后，他读到的左边这个人的见证。
So soon after that, he read the testimony from the gentleman on the left.
这个人叫做Jacob DeShazer.
This gentleman's name is Jacob DeShazer.
你如果看过 Pearl Harbor 那个电影的话，里面有一个角色就是演他的。
So if you watch the movie Pearl Harbor, you'll find one character is this particular gentleman.
1942年有16架飞机从航空母舰起飞去炸日本。
So in 1942, there are 16 aircrafts lift up from the carrier to bombard Japan.
这叫 Doolittle Raid.
So this is called Doolittle Raid or Tokyo Raid.
那最后一架飞机，十六架飞机的轰炸手就是DeShazer.
So DeShazer is the bombardier of the very last one, the 16th aircraft.
后来他的飞机迫降，被日本人俘虏了。
And he had to result in a forced landing, and he was captured by the Japanese.
当然，他受了很多的苦。
And he afflicted a lot.
他的妈妈姐姐不断地为他祷告。
His mom and his sister continually prayed for him.
很奇怪的，他在中国坐牢的时候，莫名其妙地悔改信主了。
Amazingly, he repented and accepted Jesus Christ as his savior when he was in a prison in China.
他信主有很大的改变。
And he changed day and night.
想读圣经。
He wanted to learn God's word.
整个集中营只有一本圣经。
And there's only one Bible throughout the concentration.
大概要等八个月才有机会读一个礼拜。
So you might have to wait for 8 months to read for 1 week.
第二个呢，他学会了去赦免日本人。
And then he learned how to forgive the Japanese.
很有趣啊，1945年8月6号。的下午。
So on the afternoon of August 6th, 1945,
他在祷告的时候。
When he was praying,
神说你不用祷告了。
And God said, you don't have to pray to me anymore.
日本人已经战败了。
And the Japanese were already defeated.
他在集中营怎么会知道呢？
And how would he know when he was still in the concentration camp?
主对他说你不要再祷告了。
And the Lord said, you don't have to pray
日本投降了。
And the Japanese surrendered.
他说主啊，那我该怎么办？
And then he asked God, what shall I do next then?
主说你到名古屋去传福音。
And God said, you go to Nagoya and you spread the gospel over there.
1942年他的飞机就是被派到名古屋去丢炸弹的。
And interesting enough, back in 1942, he was commissioned to attack Nagoya.
这个见证太有趣了。
So it's a very amazing testimony.
他写了一个单章，这个单章被渊田美津雄读到。
And he wrote a pamphlet, and this pamphlet was read by Fujita.
这是渊田美津雄的第二个生命的转机。
So this is the second turning point of life for Mitsuo Fujita.
他就想到他要读圣经。
And he decided to learn God's word himself, read the Bible.
很奇怪，他为什么要读圣经呢？
And why would he read the Bible?
他想知道 Peggy 的爸爸妈妈殉道的时候，日本人砍他的头，殉道的时候他在祷告什么。
So he wanted to find out what were Peggy's parents praying when they actually were beheaded by the Japanese.
谁都不知道 Peggy 的爸妈在殉道前跪着祷告时候祷告什么，谁都不知道。
Nobody would know what Peggy's parents were praying for when they were on their knees before they were executed.
但是渊田读圣经读到路加福音二十四章三十四节的这一句话，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道的时候。
So when Fujita read this particular verse, Luke chapter 23:34, where it says, "Father, forgive them; they know not what they do."
他有一个很深的感受。
And he was deeply touched.
这就是他爸爸妈妈的祷告。
This must be what her parents were praying for.
这就是他爸爸妈妈为我们日本人，包括为我的祷告。
This must be what the parents have prayed for us, the Japanese.
在那一刻
，at that very moment，
渊田崩溃了。
Fujita totally came in.
悔改信主了。
And he repented, accept Jesus Christ.
他自己的传记是这么写的。
So in his biography, it says.
泪水从眼睛里夺眶而出。
And the tears burst out in his eyes.
我漫长的旅程走到了尽头。
And my long journey has come to an end.
尽头就是起头嘛。
And the end is actually a beginning.
后来神呼召他做福音的使者。
And God called him later to be the ambassador for the gospel.
麦克阿瑟在日本这个做行政长官的时候有一个命令。
So when he was serving as administrative officer in Japan,
宣教士在任何地方传福音的时候，警察都不可以管。
So no police could stop any gospel servants.
有很多美国的宣教士在日本到处在传福音。
And then that allowed a lot of American commissioners, missionaries, they can spread the gospel in Japan.
这是我读传记上面说的哈，我在传记上面看到的。
And that's what we learned from his biography.
这些宣教士传福音的时候，下面听的人只有通常人不多。
So when the missionaries were spreading the gospel, there are not too many soldiers listening to them.
但是渊田不论走到哪里，在他在讲福音的时候。
But whenever Fujita was sharing the gospel, everywhere he went,
听的人都是四五千。
There were at least 4,000 or 5,000 of people there.
神大大的使用他。
So God greatly used him.
第一个，我们向神认罪。
So first, we confess our own sins.
我想第二个呢，我们要结出悔改的果子来。
And secondly, we must bear the fruit of repentance.
信主要结出果子来，见证我们是真正属神的人。
So as we believe in Jesus Christ, we must bear the fruit of repentance, so people will know who we are.
我们向主。向主感恩爱主生证明我们的悔改。
So we give our deep love and thankfulness to God and we will repent genuinely.
我们有赦免人的心见证我们的悔改。
And we have our heart to forgive others.
我们感谢主的心还有我们愿意奉献财物都见证我们向主的悔改。
And our heart to thank God and our willingness to offer to God is all the proof for our true repentance.
要很快的给大家看四幅图画。
So we'll browse through four pictures.
这是路加福音第七章的故事。
So this is the account of Luke chapter 7.
那么法利赛人请耶稣吃饭。
The Pharisees invite Jesus to dinner.
但是非常不周到。
But they are not considerate.
没有好好的招待。
They did not treat him generously.
而且从头到尾，那些法利赛人心里面都在批评主耶稣。
And actually, from the beginning through to end, deep inside their heart,
可是我们看到有一个姐妹蒙恩的一个姐妹。
Now we see a sister who is richly blessed.
她带了香膏去抹耶稣的脚。
He brought an ointment to anoint Jesus.
用泪水给主耶稣洗脚。
And he wet his feet with her own tears.
用自己的头发给耶稣擦干。
And he dried his feet with her own hair.
因此主耶稣就讲了一句话。
And Jesus Christ said this.
因为他对主许多的爱，显明了他得到了很多的恩免。
So his many sins were forgiven because she loved Jesus so much.
这个七十个妻的故事是很有名的。
And we also know this famous account of the forgiveness 70 by 7 times.
这主耶稣讲了一个比喻啊。
And this is the analogy by Jesus Christ.
耶稣是因此来教训彼得和我们中间每一个。
And Jesus used this parable to teach Peter and each one of us.
当我们从主耶稣得到了浩大的赦免。
So we have received enormous forgiveness from Jesus Christ.
有了永生。
We have the eternal life.
我们对别人的赦免是七十个七次。
And do we really forgive others 70 by 7 times?
他的意思不是490次，而是很多很多很多次。
It was not a literal counting the times, but many, many times.
这个马太福音用一个很短的一个词来诠释什么叫做真正的赦免。
So the book of Matthew used a very short, brief word to depict what is true forgiveness.
从心里赦免。
So forgive from heart.
对。那第三个是有一个感谢主的心。
And third, we have the heart to thank God.
那我们看到这十个长大麻风的都得到洁净了。
And we see that all the 10 lepers, they were cleansed.
但只有一个回头来感谢主。
But only one came back to thank Jesus.
主耶稣怎么对他说呢？
And what did Jesus say to him?
你许多的罪都赦免了。
Your many sins were forgiven.
平平安去吧。
Go in peace.
其实真正得到双重恩典的，就是在地上跪着的那一个。
And the only one who truly received the double forgiveness is the one kneeling.
他不但大麻风得到洁净
，Not only his physical illness, the leprosy,
而且他的罪得到赦免
，but also his sins.
当然，最后我们要学习把财物奉献给我们的主。
And at the very last, we will offer our possessions to God.
好，我想最重要的路加福音23章的这段话，那个强盗是第一个得到。这一个恩惠的。
All in all, in Luke chapter 23, that particular thief is the very first one receives such gracious forgiveness.
所以哥白尼说他羡慕的就是那个强盗所得到的恩惠。
So no wonder Copernicus, he also prayed for such forgiveness.
我们呢？
Well, how about us?
Yeah, 我们自己有没有得到这样的一个恩惠呢？
Have we truly received such gracious?
当我们向主认罪，我们就得到人世间最珍贵的这一个礼物。
So when we confess our own sins, we will receive the most precious gift in the world.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
天父，我们感谢你的儿子在十字架上所做的这个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the prayer that your Son Jesus Christ said on the cross.
我们也相信这是耶稣你在十字架你在天上神宝座的右边一直不断而有的祷告。
We also believe that it's the very same prayer you continue saying on the right hand of the Father's throne up in heaven.
巴不得我们经常看到世人就是无知的世人。莫名其妙的从你那边得到永远的救恩。
We truly pray that all the ignorant people on the earth, they will turn around and receive the precious salvation from you.
主啊，我们感谢你，因此我们愿意来好好的爱你，跟随你。
Lord, we thank you so that we love you and want to follow you.
我们深愿来传扬这样的福音。
All our life will spread this gospel.
因为我们知道我们在地上的传扬是跟你在天上的祷告共鸣。
So we know our sharing the gospel on the earth will resonate your prayer in the heavenly home.
我们也求主使用我们。
We also ask God, you will use us.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray all these in precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.